and recovery. They have 24-hour emergency service, so call them anytime. 229-247-7422 for Al's Towing and Recovery.
You're listening to the number one news and information station in South Georgia.
What we need is action.
Streaming live 24/7 on ValdostaToday.com.
I have never seen anything like this.
South Georgia's news and information leader.
Let me start by saying thanks for all that you do.
News Talk 105.9.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells.
Brought to you by Smoothie King, Vanasta Health and Wellness, Health Life Magazine, and Factor X Fitness.
And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and we are just excited. It's been another beautiful Thursday, a little bit cooler, but we welcome you listeners out there this evening. We're going to be talking about running and the benefits of running on tonight's show. So a lot of great guests. A hospice is going to be calling in just momentarily. They've got a big event happening this weekend here in Valdosta, Georgia. We've also got Coach Todd Smoot from VSU, the cross-country coach. He's going to be with us this evening talking about what's happening at VSU and just what's happening in general here in the running community. I've also got my great husband, Mr. Jim Wells, here that's going to be talking about his career with cross country and as a coach at Ben Hill County High School. But I'd like to welcome one of our newest sponsors, the Wildside Running Store here in Valdosta, Georgia. And they've got 50% off any regular price of shoes. They're over on 1601 East Bay Tree here in Valdosta, Georgia. And love your run. That's their motto. And guess what? Fit Talk Radio is going to be with them on March the 10th, and they're going to have a great big grand opening. Smoothie King, another one of our great sponsors, is also going to be there with them, and we're just going to be there, and we're going to have a great time just welcoming them. We'll be live on the air that Thursday night there at the Wildside Chase, so it's going to be a lot of fun, don't you think?
Awesome. I'm excited. Let's go.
I am, too, and guess what? The next week, March the 17th, which will also be St. Patrick's Day, we will be at Factor X Fitness.
Can't wait for that
our
one.
Second live show. So the month of March, we're going to be busy. We're going to be busy doing live shows at some live locations. Yeah, we have some live people will be there too. But yeah, we'll be having a lot of fun. But starting with the Wild Side and then at Factor X Fitness. So it's going to be a great month of March. But before that even begins, we've got a great show here tonight. So
yes,
I'm really looking forward to it. And another new business that I'm excited about is a place called the Ice House. You heard of that?
I have not. What is that?
Isn't that interesting?
What place is that?
It is a new supplement store over right off Inner Perimeter Road, and it is owned by Jake Reeves, local trainer and bodybuilder. Yes.
Yeah, we had him on the guest.
He was here as a guest, and Jake has I visited his place the other day, and so the fitness community needs to support him. He's going to have a grand opening on the 29th and 30th of April, so it's a little ways away, and we're going to be there then too, but it's 3263 Inner Perimeter Road, and he's got a really lot of different supplements. Now, you can't buy his supplements at any other store in Valdosta, Georgia. No other gym, Walmart, none of the other places here in Valdosta carries.
So that's the place to get them then.
Well, you know, it's a lot of things offline, online. You have to get them online, and some European supplements. So Jake's really hitting a specific target market. Prime Nutrition is one of the ones that he carries. Blackstone Labs, 5% Nutrition. Species is another group that he carries. AMI, Muscle Egg, MBA. So you might want to check out the new store, the Ice House on Inner Perimeter Road. Or you can call 563-1551 and talk to Jake Reeves himself.
I might actually do that.
You need to go over there and do that. He's got some great supplements there. So just thought you might want to check that out. So I'm very, very excited about that. Well, before we get started, we'll go ahead and hear from our great sponsors that we've got out there, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jeremy Pate with Smoothie King, and I am here to bring you Fit Talk's Fitness Tip of the Week. The fitness tip this week is to set big goals and realistic strategies. Basically, set goals that you're excited about, but be realistic about how you're going to accomplish them.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King.
Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Factor X Fitness, the place to be in 2016 to start your fitness journey.
Hi, I'm Brenna. I've been working out at Factor X Fitness for about a year and a half now. I've lost 35, 40 pounds, and it is the best gym by far I've ever been to. Everyone's super friendly. They care about you, and if you have any questions, they're always eager to answer.
Hey, my name is D. I've been working out at Factor Fitness for 3 years. It's a great place to work out.
Hey, I'm Robert. Been here at Factor Fitness since they opened up. Enjoyed it. Great people, great location, great environment. Everybody should come out here and try it out.
Hey, this is Debbie. I've been training at Factor Fitness with Maria for over 2 years. I come in stressed and feeling unmotivated, but I leave sweating and feeling great.
Hello, I'm Maria, a trainer at Factor X Fitness. So come by and see us today and let us get you started on your 2016 fitness journey. 1711 Norman Drive. Call us at 469-4292 and get your fitness journey started today.
Health Life Magazine is a new health and lifestyle publication dedicated to bringing you the latest in health and wellness in your community. The January issue has Super Bowl do's and don'ts for 2016, along with Gamma Knife Perfection at Hartjabal Hospital, along with 16 reasons to get fit in 2016. So pick up your latest issue free at Factor X Fitness, Valdosta Health and Wellness, or any medical facility nearest you.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello, and we're back, and I'm Maria Wells, your host, and this is Fit Talk Radio 105.9 WBGA. And I believe we have Lindsay from Hospice on the line. Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am just great on this beautiful Thursday evening. And listen, I hear Hospice has got a great event coming up this weekend. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we have a great event put on by Hospice of South Georgia's advisory board. It's called the Hospice Half and Dewey Color Dash. It is this Saturday, February 27th, in Dasher, Georgia, at Georgia Christian School. And we're really, really excited about it. There are two ways that you can find out a lot more information. It's on Facebook. We have a Facebook group page called Hospice Half and Dewey Color Dash. You can join that group with us, or you can go on Hospice of South Georgia Facebook page, and we have an event there that you can click on, and it has the same amount of information. But all proceeds for this Hospice Half and Dewey Color Dash are going to our patient care at Hospice of South Georgia, because we're the only not-for-profit in the Valdosta area. So this is a great event that can bring our community together and be for a great cause. But
well, I know y'all have been doing this for several years now, isn't that right?
Yes, ma'am, we have. We took a little break last year, but this is our sixth annual race, so we're really, really excited.
And I believe you told me you had how many people in this race this weekend?
Well, so far, and we expect to have more, but as of today, we've had 275 people register for
this
race.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of runners. What a tremendous race. And what a great thing for Hospice. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing. And they can still have time to sign up. Isn't that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. There's two races. We're going to have a half marathon race for all of those fitness gurus out there. And then we're going to have a 5K color run. And you can register still online at runninginTheUSA.com. The half marathon is $45. And right now, the 5K color run is $25. But registration for runninginTheUSA.com will close tomorrow, Friday the 26th, at 3 p.m.
Okay, so you runners out there still have time. Friday at 3 p.m. is the deadline.
Yes, yes, that's the online deadline.
The online deadline.
Still available to come on the day of the race, and you can register. But for the 5K color run, it goes from $25 up to $30 if you register the day of the race.
Okay, and what time does the race start in Dasher on Saturday?
Well, the half marathon, we will open registration and sign in very early birds at 6 a.m.
Ooh, that is early.
It is early.
You won't see me there that early, Lindsay.
Yeah, that is early even for me, but the race will start actually at 7, but we are asking if they can just come as, you know, 45 minutes to an hour early just to get signed in, get warmed up, and just get ready for it.
Absolutely. Well, now, I guess the race will be marked off, and you'll have, you know, all the proper people there and people involved and water stations here and there.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have water stations throughout. We're going to have porta potties throughout. There's going to be medical staff, you know, on the grounds at different checkpoints just to make sure everyone will be okay. So they will be safe, and I want everyone to feel as comfortable as possible. And we know that the half marathon is a big deal, you know, and so what we're going to do is after everyone crosses the finish line for the half, we're going to tally up some scores, and we're going to have little award ceremony for different age groups and different categories and just celebrate them, because that's a huge accomplishment for a lot of people. And we're going to be doing that around the 10 a.m. hour.
Well, you know, it would be a tremendous accomplishment for me, Lindsay, because I told you I'm not a runner myself. I've been in the health and fitness industry for 38 years, but, you know, running has not been part of my fitness training. But that it would be a tremendous accomplishment for me. So I would love to be a part of that one day. And it may be something that I do start now that I'm getting involved in the running world. But listen, it takes a lot of volunteers, a lot of help. I know that there's so many people that you could thank for putting this together, and it takes months to put this sort of thing together, does it not?
Oh, it does. You know, our hospice advisory board took this on, and they are just huge advocates for Hospice of South Georgia. We have over 80 volunteers from the community, from Moody Air Force Base, from Valdosta State University, and from other places around the Valdosta community. And we are just so grateful, you know, especially for our color run. That's going to be a huge family event for people who aren't even, like you and me, aren't even, you know, runners. But we can go and you can walk the course and bring your family and friends. And these volunteers are going to be pretty much set with color bottles on either side of the road ready to get you. So it's just really a lot of fun.
Well, I commend you and all the volunteers and for putting this together and this great program. And hospice is a tremendous program, and I thank you for everything that you do and your program and the Hospice Advisory Board for putting this on. And of course, today we have in the studio with us Coach Todd Smoot, who is a big part of this community. He knows all about putting these things together, and so we're going to be talking about that. But I thank you, Lindsay, for calling in today and for keeping us abreast. Tell everybody one more time, the listeners out there, where they can sign up, how they can sign up, and where it is one more time.
Sure. Hospice Half and Dewey Color Dash is going to be in Dasher, Georgia, at Georgia Christian School this Saturday, February 27th. There will be two races, the half marathon and the 5K color run. Both you can register at runninginTheUSA.com until 3 p.m. Friday tomorrow, or you can come on race day and register as well. Registration for the half at 6 a.m. Race starts at 7 for the color run. Registration is at 9:30, and the race is at 10:45.
Well, Lindsay, thank you again so much, and we hope that you have just a tremendous event on Saturday.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful day, and we're really excited, and we thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And listen, we have made, Fit Talk has made that commitment to help you and promote hospice at any event that you have going on in the coming year. So let's stay in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And listeners, you get out there and support them. Hospice is just a great organization. And so if you don't run, even if you don't, like myself, we can get out there and support them and support those who are running. So, well, we have in the studio with me is my wonderful husband. Hey, Jim, how are you today?
Hey, Maria. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, the reason I have you here today.
I'm sure you want something.
Okay, I hear the other coach over there laughing. Hey, Coach Smoot, how are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Yourself? Now, why are you laughing? I've made a terrible mistake, I think, by bringing both of y'all in here together. Here.
Oh, no, it's going to work very well.
I'm afraid it's going to work too well is what I'm afraid of. I've got listeners out there. I've got two coaches here with me. And, you know, I'm not a runner. Y'all all know that about me. But these two guys are, you know, it's all about running today. It's all about, I've got Coach Todd Smoot here, who is the cross-country coach at VSU. He's just got accolades galore. you know, and I read up on him. And, of course, my husband is also a coach, was a cross-country coach at Ben Hill County and has four state championships under his belt. So they have a lot more in common than I have in common tonight. So I'm afraid the show is going to be mostly about them, which is good, which is very, very good. But Coach Schmidt, tell me what's happening at VSU. I know you've had some great success there. Jim, I know you had great success, you know, at the high school. I know you recruited a guy, Coach Smoot, from Ben Hill County. So
yes.
So tell us what's happening at VSU.
Well, the cross country team, VSU has a cross country team, and during the fall, that's cross country is done during the fall, and we had some fun with that this year. I was named the head coach the day before school started, so it was a turbulent time for the kids. Had to adjust to a new coach and new circumstances and things along those lines. But we worked through it. We had our season and during the fall. And one of the very high bright spots was that a young lady that just missed qualifying for nationals last year qualified by had to run 22 seconds faster than she did last year to qualify for the national championships, which was held in Joplin, Missouri. So VSU now has a female has now qualified for the nationals and ran in the national meet this last November, a first for the university. And Tyra Holloway, who is a true sophomore, was the one who qualified. So we look forward to having her for a couple more years and hopefully being able to build on top of that success with her and others that are coming in and looking to have a team qualify shortly for our national championships in the Division II. During the springtime, which we're in now, much like other fall sports like football, a sport many people have heard about around here, I think.
in Titletown.
I don't know, maybe not, maybe. Well, there is a sport. There is a sport called football, and it normally people know about spring training for football. Well, we do have spring training for cross country when we don't have a track team per se. We are not recognized by the NCAA as having a track team, but we are allowed to train during the spring and we are allowed to compete during the spring in track meets. And we are following within those guidelines and we have five track meets that we get to go to that we have scheduled in a certain amount of time and this, that, and the other. And our first meet is actually this coming Sunday. We will be traveling to Columbus State and competing against Columbus State, Georgia College State University, and a variety of other schools. I think a total of seven other schools will be there, and we will be running against in relays and also in individual events. It'll be our first meet for the season, as it is for many of the schools, and then we will. We have some other meets picked out. We'll be going to the University of Tampa the following week. Then we'll have a couple of weeks off due to spring break and some other items. We'll be going up to Rome, Georgia, and running at Shorter University. We will be going to, my mind just went blank. I know we end in Mobile, but there's another meet in there someplace, and I just forgot where it is. But we have five different meets that we get to go to, and the objective with these meets is to have fun, but with purpose. We wish to work on speed, having them these individuals in cross country. The women run 5K or 6K distances. The men run 8K or 10K distances. Well, if we work on their speed, i.e., like the mile and the 2 mile. Or the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters, and they get that faster, then it's a little faster. You'll look faster in the 5K and the 10K a little bit later on in the fall. So we're looking to improve their speed, and in doing so, then they will be able to run faster in cross country during the cross country season. We're also doing strength and conditioning year round. So we are in the weight room. Actually, I just left a strength and conditioning session to get to the studios on time. Our kids work out. They have daily items that they're supposed to do, and then we work with a strength and conditioning coach at VSU for two times a week year-round. So it's not just running. We do not just run.
Most athletes have to have some kind of strength and conditioning.
Without a doubt. Had I known when I was in college and ran, had I known what we know now, well, I would have been a better runner. There's no question in my mind. Because back in the back in the 80s, in the early 80s, runners, you know, I mean, the only strength and conditioning coaches that you had were football coaches.
Absolutely.
And so we did not train the same as, and our team now does not train the same as the football players do. We are doing much different type of work than they do. And so back in the 80s, we pretty much avoided the strength and conditioning area, the weight room, other than to, you know, if we needed to prop our leg up to stretch or something like that and do some sit-ups. Otherwise, all we did was sit-ups and push-ups. If we knew what if we knew back then what we know now, we would have been better. I know I would have been.
Coach, you've hit on a couple of things that I'm in total agreement with. And one is we've come so far in our knowledge of the sport, cross-country, mm-hmm. running in general, and how to train. When you talk about strength and conditioning, yeah, and I also can remember a time when, you know, the long-distance runners, they just shied away from that, as did the coaches. And
oh, yeah.
Thought, oh, no, that's not good for you. I don't want you to get bulked up and tight. But now, you know, we know so much more. And almost every sport is going to be involved in strength and conditioning. You know, someone asked me one time, you know, about, well, should I be concerned that he's lifting weights, he's going to be this athlete, he's going to be that athlete. I said, name a sport for me where it's an advantage to be weak. I can't think of one where it's an advantage to be weak. So, yes, go ahead, you know, get that kid on some weights. Specialized training, though, you know, especially like you said, it's not one size fits all.
Right.
You know, your cross country guys, they need to be involved in strength and conditioning, but it doesn't have to be the same as, you know, the shot putters or the discus throwers or the football players or the wrestlers.
The sprinters are going to be handled differently than the distance inventor and the middle distance people. There is specialization. There are generalities that all of them will use, core strength without a doubt. But then when you're looking for power versus endurance or something along those lines, yes, there's differences in their strength and conditioning. But you're looking for a holistic – if you're strong from head to toe, then when your form and your efficiency will remain well and true throughout the entire distance until the very end. But if you are not strong and you don't have the endurance, you don't have the strength to stay efficient throughout the entire race, then you're going to fall apart sooner.
And you said, if I knew back then what I know now, what about diet and nutrition?
Oh, yes. There's some significant improvements there. Also, I am a firm believer of proper exercise and proper diet can do wonders for one. I'm not necessarily an advocate of any particular diet, but I remember actually sitting in this studio years ago and having an argument with a truck driver who called and said that a particular restaurant made him fat. And I said, no, sir, that restaurant did not make you fat. And he yelled at me. He was not a happy camper. And I said, did you know that that restaurant, you pick any one that, you know, fast food restaurant, and I said, do you know that they sell salads there? There was a long pause. You know, you don't have to put all that other stuff on it. But regardless, it's choices. There are positive there, but the nutrition also during events can be done. But
I also like the idea that you're taking your cross country athletes to track meets now in the spring.
Oh yes,
because let's face it, training can be grueling. When you're training for cross country or half marathons and 5Ks and some of these things we're going to talk about, I mean, the training can be grueling. It can be monotonous. So you got to find ways to make it fun. And if they're going to get to compete, I mean, that's going to spice things up.
Part.
That is the fun part. Yes.
The only time that's fun is when you run. I mean, when you compete, that's not the – I mean, who likes going out and running so many miles a day? It gets boring. But competing is fun. And you get to drive yourself against, and you see how much better you can be against others and yourself.
Well, you have certainly brought 35 years of experience here to VSU, and I know they're excited to have you. And, you know, we're excited to have you, and I'm excited to have you here in the studio. We are, this is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio, and we're going to be right back with more with Coach Smoot and some tips for those of you who might want to start running like myself right after this wonderful
information from our great sponsors.
Hi, this is Jeremy Pate with Smoothie King, and I am here to bring you Fit Talk's Fitness Tip of the Week. The fitness tip this week is to set big goals and realistic strategies. Basically, set goals that you're excited about, but be realistic about how you're going to accomplish it.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
X Fitness, the place to be in 2016 to start your fitness journey.
Hi, I'm Brenna. I've been working out at Factor X Fitness for about a year and a half now. I've lost 35-40 pounds, and it is the best gym by far I've ever been to. Everyone's super friendly. They care about you, and if you have any questions, they're always eager to answer.
Hey, my name is Dee. I've been working out at Factor Fitness for 3 years. It's a great place to work out.
Hey, I'm Robert. Been here at Factor Fitness since they opened up. Enjoyed it. Great people, great location, great environment. Everybody should come out here and try it out.
Hey, this is Debbie. I've been training at Factor Fitness with Maria for over 2 years. I come in stressed and feeling unmotivated, but I leave sweating and feeling great.
Hello, I'm Maria, a trainer at Factor X Fitness. So come by and see us today and let us get you started on your 2016 fitness journey. 1711 Norman Drive. Call us at 469-4292 and get your fitness journey started today.
Health Life Magazine is a new health and lifestyle publication dedicated to bringing you the latest in health and wellness in your community. The January issue has Super Bowl do's and don'ts for 2016, along with Gamma Knife Perfection at Harchibal Hospital, along with 16 reasons to get fit in 2016. So pick up your latest issue free at Factor X Fitness, Valdosta Health and Wellness, or any medical facility nearest you.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, this is Maria, and we are back here on this Thursday evening, and we've got Coach Todd Smoot here with us from VSU and my great husband, and we've been talking about what's been happening at VSU. And of course, Coach Smoot came on as the new coach here just this fall and is doing off to a great start. And of course, he's had a great career himself, and you know, he graduated from North Carolina State University, and he's also was a radio show host for quite a number of years, and I'm sure I'm not anywhere near as good as he was, and he did it for quite a number of years. So, Coach Smoot, I'm working on it.
Well, it's a good thing to be going, and as long as you're working on it at and getting the word out to being fit talk.
I mean, that's all it is.
Being active, getting out there, doing something. Who's in charge of taking care of your one's health?
We're just trying to put it out there. Give people information. They take it. They run with it. They take what they want and use it or don't use it.
Right.
You know, that's what we're trying to just put information out there. You know, Jim and I have been involved in the industry. You know, I've been involved in almost 38 years now. And, you know, we put it out there. And we talk about fitness in all areas, your mental health, physical health, sexual health. That was one of our top shows, by the way.
I bet
your
it was.
Sexual health.
I bet.
That was with Tracy Livingston.
Not yours personally.
not your sexual health, Coach Smoot. I know nothing about that, folks.
Another show.
I know nothing about that,
for
Coach.
Another time, yes.
We're trying to make this fun, in case you hadn't noticed.
As Jim was saying a little while ago, was that, you know, what? Tell me a sport.
So funny, Jim.
Tell me a sport that doesn't use strength and conditioning. Well, I mean, tell me what dancer doesn't, what ballet doesn't.
Exactly.
Fred Astaire was no wimp. Those folks, they were strong. They are strong. All you need to do is to be active, get fit, is to move
your body.
And be getting moving your body. And if that's ballroom dancing, that's great. If it's some other kind of dancing, that's great. Dancers who are good at what they do are physically fit. And we want to have a strong cardiovascular system, a strong respiratory system, and burning some calories. Hey, so we're not, you know, we don't becoming tubs of lard, sitting on chairs all the time and using our thumbs because you
and
know
eating
if we,
bonbons.
If we could. If we could win a war with our thumbs, I have no question, I have no doubt in my mind that the United States would win if we had a war with thumbs.
We are a nation of obesity for sure. Well, you know, let's tell, you know, you're a runner. My husband was a runner. You know, I'm not a runner, but let's tell these people what are some benefits of running. Now, you know, I have moved my body my whole life. I'm almost 60 years old. You know, I don't want to look like it or feel like it. But, you know, when I envision running, you know, and I've pulled up some stuff here. It says either you love it or you hate it. You know, running for me, you know, I don't like it, but I see the benefits of it. I know that, you know, but I found my way. You know, differently, you know, teaching aerobics, mm-hmm. doing aerobics type training. You know, I talked to one of my aerobics girls today at Factor X Fitness, Sierra, and she said, but Sierra's a runner, but she also teaches piloxing. And she said, Maria, I just like that running. I get that runner's high.
Sure.
And, you know, I have had that. I get it from doing aerobics.
Aerobics,
though,
right.
Doing the aerobics, which is the, you know, reaching that oxygen level, you know, that aerobic threshold, I guess is what you would call it. So, you know, so what are some, you know, some of the benefits? Win the battle of the bulge. Most people want to run that I train or work with, being a trainer for 38 years, you know, to lose weight.
Right.
You know.
Well, it is one of the easier methods to lose weight, but there is an issue, and that issue is that most Americans do too much, too fast, too quick, too early. Well, I'm going to try and get in shape. I'm sure you've run into this with strength and conditioning with folks. They aren't going to start off with a 5-pound weight. They want to start off with 45-pound plate. And that's not going to help them out very well, especially the next morning when they try to get out of bed. So walking is a fine way of starting. And then as you improve on your walking and your cardiovascular strength, then you can move on to slow jogging or running between two utility poles and walking one utility pole or something along those lines. But if you try and jump into it too fast, too quick, run too fast, run too hard, it oftentimes becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't like running because I always get hurt. I always get shin splints. I always get this. I always get that. Well, that's because if you do the same thing every time, what's that a definition of? If you get the same result when you do the same thing every time? Yeah, insanity.
Okay,
there we
okay,
go.
Well,
so you need to do something different. So start slower and move your way on up. But the other important aspect and has a lot to do with the individual, the new company that has just become a new sponsor, is equipment. Now, would you go out into a football field, let's say high school football, would you go out into high school football with pads that you purchased at Walmart?
No.
Okay. Would you go out to, would you wear a helmet that you bought at a souvenir store?
No.
Okay. Well, much like you would want to wear the proper equipment when you go into a football game or something along those lines, or a football practice, you need to have proper equipment for running. Well, what is proper equipment? Well, you need something to cover your body, shorts preferably, and a shirt, and proper shoes. Now,
see,
shoes.
I don't need to buy shoes from Pick and Save. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That I don't even know what that is, but no.
I just made up a name.
Okay.
Those people are out of business. I didn't want to say the other word. So.
Okay. There is running shoes now are as technical as eyeglasses.
Okay.
Would you buy, you know, let's go with that direction. Would you buy your eyeglasses? Your prescription eyeglasses, would you just get them off the shelf at a local store or drugstore? Or, you know, oh, this looks good. Well, looks don't have a lot to do with whether or not they're going to be effective. If you are nearsighted and you get glasses that are for farsighted people, you might as well not have spent the money. Same thing with the shoes. If you get the wrong kind of shoes, and it's not that difficult by a trained specialty store to help you in figuring out, there's not a shoe that works for everybody. If that were the case, then why would we have all these other shoes? There are different shoes for different types of body structures, and that body structure determines what kind of shoe that you get. Shoes are not inexpensive. They are going to be somewhere between $90 to $150. Here's the thing, though. That sounds like a lot of money. But if you only use them for running and you don't use them going grocery shopping or going to the mall or going to wild adventures or walking around all the time, then the shoes last you longer. If you use them for the specific purpose that you bought them for, rather than they're my shoes that I wear all the time, then they will last you. And they'll last somewhere between 350 to 500 miles of running. When you're running, it's approximately three times your body weight is striking your heel. Three times your body weight is striking your heel each time when you land. Each heel. That's not a, you know, that's not a small amount of weight. Three times. So if you get the right kind of shoe with the right kind of support for you, it can handle a great deal of the discomfort that ones feel. I see a number of people walking around and saying, well, these are my running shoes. And quite frankly, they're Docksiders with canvas on them. Okay, now, would you really anticipate going outside and running 2 or 3 miles in a pair of Docksiders? I don't think so.
I'm squinching, getting wrinkles.
That just hurts. That hurts thinking.
Right.
That hurts thinking about it. But yet, well, it's a pick a name. But that doesn't, running shoe name, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right shoe for you.
Right.
And I will tell you that, and I know this is a fashion faux pas, but what the shoe looks like has no determination on how it's going to support your body. And so don't get so wrapped up around what the color is. And I will tell you this, if a shoe comes in 7 different colors, it's not a running shoe. They do not have enough. There's not enough money available for that kind of inventory. Specialty shoes don't come in 6 or 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 colors. They come in 3 or 4 a year. And that's it. But if you do it, and you want to enjoy running, that's the path.
Then you'll buy the right equipment.
Then you'll buy the right equipment and you'll do the right things. If you wish to have a self-fulfilling prophecy where, yeah, I don't like running and running doesn't like me. You see, I told you, because you didn't get the right kind of shoes and you started off too hard, too quick, too fast, too early, then you're not going to have success. But that is the same that you would not have success if you were doing it in strength and conditioning. It would be the same if you were not following the directions, the proper directions in basketball, football, or anything else. The issue with regards to running is that most people think, how hard is it to run? I mean, you know, it's just, you just go out and run. So, but you wouldn't do that with necessarily football or other sports, other organized sports. There's a coach and the coach tells you what to do. Well, people who run and know how to do it well, there are tricks to the trade. And so I'm sharing some of those right now, but you've got to be careful or else you can injure yourself and the next person you'll see is an orthopedic.
Jim, is that true?
Well, with the shoes, for example, you know, if you haven't looked through a shoe catalog in the past 15 or 20 or 30 years, I mean, you may not know, but it's pretty detailed, the description, because they'll give you the weight of the shoe down to a tenth of an ounce.
Yes.
And you need to know what shoe's right for you based on, do you have a flat foot? Do you have a high arch?
Mm-hmm.
When you walk, do you walk on, tend to walk on the outside of your feet or the inside of your feet? So, you know, you may want to consult someone who's very knowledgeable to make sure you get the right shoes.
I watched Chris's associate the
mm-hmm.
other day.
Yes.
When I was in the wild side, I was amazed. And mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself, really? Because I'm not a runner, see? So I don't buy shoes like that in that way because I'm not a runner. But I was amazed at what all she was doing. It was very technical. I was amazed by that, and I was thinking, well, you know, but now as a trainer, if somebody was coming in and they were asking me about gloves or belts, I would be that technical. So I get it, and
mm-hmm.
I, of course, that was the first time I had ever been in a store like that. But I have a friend who is a runner, a good friend. As a matter of fact, I called her today, and I said, "Carla," I said, and she said, "Oh, I know Chris." She said, "I bought some shoes from him," and I said, "You mean you drove all the way home?" She said, "Yes," and she said, "And then she had to swap out something." She said, "And I went to his store in Valdosta," so she already knew that he was in Valdosta, had already come here. So that was, and she lives in Tifton,
yes.
So
as a runners know where these places, and she knew, and she runs 4 or 5 miles a day.
Right.
I mean, that's what she, I said, you're crazy. I would tell her. And we lifted weights together. She was an aerobic instructor at one of my gyms for many, many years. So, and I've always thought, you know, Carla, I just can't believe you do that. And, you know, she's a 50-year-old woman, you know, sure. and still doing that. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for her. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for people. It's just something that I have never done. But, yeah, I mean, guess what I want for Mother's Day.
It sounds like running shoes.
Yes, I think I do. You can buy them from the wild side over here.
All right, so no Docksiders with a little cushion.
No, no Docksiders. Okay. No, some
not with a little
shoes.
Bow or anything like that. And there's also things that you can do with the shoes. The fits, the way that the shoe fits can be changed just purely by lacing the shoes a little bit differently. So if it the shoe feels good, and I would strongly encourage you at all times when you're going out is to try on 3 good pairs of shoes that are right for your type of body structure and try them on side by side. Put one shoe on one foot, one shoe on the other. Walk around. The shoe that feels more like you don't have a shoe on is more like the one that you should be wearing. When you say, well, I like everything except the way it feels with my little toe. Believe me, the moment you leave the store, it will feel worse on that little toe than anything else. But I will say that if you feel like, well, it slips a little in the heel. That can be fixed by just changing the lacing just a touch, and it can snug up the shoe right around your heel. And then a shoe that feels good everywhere except the heel now feels everywhere very well. And these are things that a specialty shoe store like Wildside can do for you.
All right, let's talk about somebody who's never run before. They want to lose some pounds this spring. It's fixing to get warm. They're a beginner. What should they do? What is the first thing they should do? They say, I want to start. I want to learn how to run. I want to do it right. I need some help. Where can I go? Who can I talk to? You know, I want to lose a few pounds. So what can I do?
Well, with that kind of scenario, the first thing I would do is, quite frankly, I would check with my physician and make sure that cardiovascularly that you are a good candidate to be able to do exercise. And I trust that you would be able to. So once you've done that, assuming that you don't have proper equipment, then I would look at equipment. But I would start off with a walking before I do anything else. Walk for 20 minutes or so. You know, you can do that and walk for 20 minutes. Then and make small incremental changes, much like, again, like strength and conditioning. If you start off somebody with 50 pounds on one day, the second day you wouldn't be having them at 100 pounds. But oftentimes people who run think, well, if I did 20 minutes today and I want to lose 10 pounds, I'm going to have to go 40 minutes tomorrow. They'll double their distance in a heartbeat, but yet their body's not ready to. So make small incremental changes from one day to the other. And rest is important. You do need to have a rest period. That doesn't, I mean, for some people that might be a day off. For others, it might just be to, instead of, let's say you did 20 minutes one day, 20 minutes a third, second day, 20 minutes a third day of walking. On the fourth day, maybe make it a 15-minute walk. Then on the fifth day, go back up to 20, 25, 25, 25, something along those lines, making a small incremental changes. But I'm not going to lose weight as fast as I want to. Okay. Well, you've got a choice. Either be able to continue, because the longer that you're doing the activity, the more opportunity you have to losing the weight, because your body is going to be working in that direction, or you can get injured and not be able to do it anymore. So there's a trade-off. If you want to continue to do this, and it is a lifestyle, this is not something to do for a week and then stop. If you were, you know, you'll have to make some commitments to yourself. If you wish to ever get to the point where you race, which you don't have to do, you don't have to run in races. Races are for people that want to run in races. We got plenty of them. You name a weekend, I'm sure there's a race nearby. But the fun part is, as Jim and I were saying earlier, racing is where the fun is. That's when you get to challenge yourself. And you get to improve, and you see the improvement, and you're up against other people. And also running is fun when you are with other people, and you get to converse while you're running. There's a when I was talking about earlier about running too hard, too fast, too quick, too hard, too early. Well, again, Americans aren't normally trying to run too fast during their run. And they feel like if they're not huffing and puffing and wheezing and all that fun stuff, that they're not doing enough work. No, we want to work on our aerobic. And actually, when do you burn more calories with when you are aerobic or when you're anaerobic?
When you're aerobic.
When you are aerobic, which is contrary to what nearly everybody else thinks. They think they need to be running so hard that sweat is pouring off their brow and that their clothes are soaked with sweat and they're breathing heavy and they can barely stand up. They think that the harder they work, the more their weight they'll lose. Not the case. But, we can get that word out. And if we get that word out well enough, then people will learn and they can take it slow and easy and enjoy themselves and become injury free. And sorry, docs, we're trying to keep them out of your door. We're trying to keep them from going through your door for that reason.
Well, I always tell that anything that you do needs to be fun. And one of the things you said is so true. At first it's a chore, then it's a lifestyle, then it's a habit.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way it has to be. And, it needs to be fun. We want to see progress. I think we all have become to a state of mind where we want it now.
Oh, yeah.
And, we don't want to wait. And so that's why we want to do it fast and hard and quick. But everything is a process. And especially Jim and I have learned as we have gotten older that, I don't want to be injured. I want to keep lifting weights and staying in shape and looking good and feeling good, well into my 70s and 80s. And it's been proven there are so many people out there, Coach Smoot. And, you're not 20 years old either, but you're in great shape. And, I see these, Ernestine Shepherd, she's in her 80s. I mean, she's 80, the world's oldest bodybuilder. She looks great. Mm-hmm. Beautiful woman. There's just so many people out there. I met a man here in Valdosta, Georgia, Dr. Mario Bartoletti. He came in and was one of my guests. In his 70s, he still runs and swims every day,
Yes.
Great guy. I mean, slim and trim. Him and his wife, he's written a dissertation. I have a copy of it. And he was here. He just really inspired me. I want to be doing this, until they put me in a coffin,
Well, I like living life on my terms, not on the terms of somebody else. Let me be dictate how I end mine.
Exactly. So, any final words, Mr. Wales?
Well, just one of the things, if you're starting at the person that you described, if you're just starting, you want to get started running, you don't have any experience, don't have a lot of knowledge, if you want to stick with it, you might want to find at least one partner or maybe even a small group, maybe someone that's within your skill set or someone who's just a little ahead of you and someone who's motivated and someone who will motivate you back. And it's a lot more fun if you're running with someone, with a partner or a small group.
Well, now, Coach, I know that you told me a while ago there is 42 different events planned this year.
Yes.
Around this area. And you said they can friend you on Facebook, and all the events are listed. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to friend you, so the Fit Talk can keep up with what's going on in the running community. But tell the listeners how they can find out what events are happening.
Well, I use Facebook as a means to get information out about running almost exclusively. So if you wish to find out more about the area and running events, ask to be a friend of Todd Smoot. Or you can write up A Course Line, which is a finish line event production company. And in there will be a list of events of the calendar year so that you can kind of plan out the rest of your year and what events are happening and what running events are happening in the area. There's also a Grand Prix where you run and much like NASCAR and things along those lines. NASCARs, people like NASCAR?
Yeah. We've
heard of NASCAR, yes. And Chase is over there waving. He loves NASCAR.
Oh, okay,
he's going
okay,
to NASCAR
okay. Well,
next weekend,
all right,
I think.
Well, he could become part of the Grand Prix, just like they have in NASCAR. And where they but you have to run. Oh, he just put his hand down. Okay.
needs to run because I'm training him. He needs to start running, yes.
But you get points for your run. And at the end of the year, the points add up. And you have a total of 17 races, 15 of them count towards your point total. And we have overall males and female winners, and we have age group categories. And people get awards at the end of the year. So there are events that have more points than others. And but you don't have to be the fleetest of feet to win an award. What you have to show is consistency. Be consistently out there and consistently a good time. And you, if you do that, you can win your age group. And so if you become a friend of me on Facebook or ask for to become a friend of mine, I'll accept you, and you can get all the information off of my webpage or off the Facebook as you wish. You can also become a member of a email group called Get Active South Georgia Yahoo group. Get Active South Georgia Yahoo group. Just be asked to become a member of that, and you will also get information along the lines along with that. The runninginTheUSA.com, which is the webpage that the hospice indicated is a good way for them for you to find out about their race. They have a nationwide calendar. Many of the races in the area use runninginTheUSA.com as a way to spread the information and allow you to register online, or you can click on a couple of buttons and get a paper registration, save a couple of bucks, and mail it in. But you can search and find events regularly in runninginTheUSA.com, or you can find out information on my webpage or Facebook page. And then the other thing is, once you start going to races, then you're going to have friends who also go to races, and then you're going to have that camaraderie, and you're going to have these people that you want to start running with, and you're going to run during the week with them, and you guys are going to start talking about going possibly out of town for races and spending some time, you know, go to maybe Jacksonville or go to Orlando or go to Atlanta or go to Birmingham, go to places where races are also, and have some fun with them. But we certainly do hope that you'll always enjoy coming back to Valdosta and enjoying. When I say the area, Valdosta, Quitman, Dasher, Adel, and area,
the whole South Georgia area,
yeah,
down there,
Hayhira,
yeah, right.
All have events.
Well, I heard you were the man. You were the man in South Georgia. If I want to know about running, that you were, and I believe they were telling the truth, Coach.
Well, it's a pleasure for Alice and I, my wife and I, to do what we do in the community, and it's just a lot of fun for us to be able to share the event and the sport that we enjoy so much. Much like you enjoy what you do, we enjoy what we do, and we love sharing it with others.
Well, listen, Coach, it was just a pleasure to get to know you, and Jim and I hope to spend more time with you and meet your wife. And we thank you here at Fit Talk Radio for coming and joining us tonight.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. I believe we have Linda Bolton on the phone with us, do we not? Linda, are you there?
Hi.
Well, hello. Hey. How are you? Staying faithfully fit. Linda Bolton from the Atlanta, Georgia area. How are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you, Maria?
I am just wonderful, wonderful. Well, tell us what you are doing and how you are ministering and about staying faithfully fit, Miss Linda.
Okay. I want to know that I'm a certified fitness trainer with Lee Haney's IAFF. However, my title is Minister of Fitness, and what that is a minister of fitness. I apply biblical principles to fitness. As such, Stay Faithfully Fit was born. So we don't just train the physical body. We don't just focus on the outward part, but we also focus on the spiritual and the mental aspect of an individual.
Well, I know that you are I mean, you look great, Linda. You are just, you certainly practice what you preach. I know Mr. Lee Haney, 8 times Mr. Olympia, he is certainly practices what he preaches, and you are certainly beautiful inside and out. So I can see where this ministry of fitness for you mm-hmm. is working for you.
Thank you.
It you know, I know you, I've seen you. I'm looking forward to working with you Sunday.
Oh, yes. We do have an event Sunday. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Well, tell me how you got started and why you decided to start this this ministry of fitness.
Well, I got started. The Stay Safety Fit concept came as a result of my when I was just getting out the military one day, and I was running, and I heard a voice behind me that said, "Your outside looks good, but your insides look terrible." And no one was with me, so, you know, that caused me to pause for the cause. And I finally realized that it was the Lord speaking to me and telling me that, you know, you really look good on the outside, but you really need to work on the inside. And with that, I ran with the vision and the ministry of Stay Faith, Be Fit, which is a 10-step development process that can be used by both men and women who desire total fitness, not just physically, but spiritually and mentally. So the first step in understanding Stay Safety Fit is an introduction to the concept itself. And that concept basically is the application of Christian principles, the use of Christian principles to train the physical body and to keep you focused on the prize and finishing your race. So we use a Christian perspective to do that because we know we can go in and out of exercising. One day we're on, one day we're off. We want to do, we don't want to do. But being Stay Faithy Fit gives you the mindset that you need to finish the race and to do it as unto God and not unto yourself.
Well, amen, sister. It's funny that you said that because today our show is about running. And you're talking about the whole show has been about running, and you're talking about running the race here. You know, we've had Coach Todd Smoot here with us with VSU, yes. and running the race. And we talked about hospice called in, and they've got a race here on Saturday. So, and now we're talking about running the race. You know, the spiritual race. And I know being in the fitness industry my whole life, and Jim being involved in coaching, and I saw people come through my door, Linda, many, many times as a gym owner and as a trainer, and they thought they were looking for something physical and a physical transformation. But I realized that, you know, they were actually looking for a spiritual transformation. Their wife had left them, or their husband had left them, or they,
correct,
you know, they were looking for something that they thought was physical. And I realized it was spiritual. And at one point in my life, I thought I was going to be a missionary. I thought I was going to be a foreign missionary on a foreign mission field, and that didn't happen. And then God showed me, Maria, you can be a missionary right here. And I realized that my mission field was in that gym, you know. And even though I don't, you know, I sold the gyms, I don't have it anymore. You know, I'm still a missionary. I'm still ministering to people just like you are. I'm doing it on the radio now and still in the gym to some point. But I love your concept, and I love what you're doing, Linda. And you're going to be a regular here monthly, the fourth Thursday of every month, staying faithfully fit. A minister of fitness, Miss Linda Bolton. You can see her on Facebook. They can find you on Facebook, Linda. Isn't that right?
Correct. And my website, Stay Faithfully Fit, just like it sounds, Stay Faithfully Fit.
Stay Faithfully.
Well, Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you have a whole training program based on this. Lee Haney, you know, you and Lee Haney have developed this.
Correct.
And Lee Haney, that name carries a lot. He was just there with last weekend, and he's there with the pains, and you were going to be part of a fitness video with me and Rachel Payne this weekend. Yes. So we're working on a lot of projects together. I'm very excited about that. Our fitness video that we're fixing to do Sunday. Yes. So I'm very, very excited about this and excited about you being part of this show and bringing what you have to offer to the table and serving and ministering in this way, because people, they need to be healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually, for sure, Linda.
Absolutely.
For sure. Tell them again how they can find you on your website and on Facebook, Linda.
Okay. The website, Facebook, is Stay Faithfully Fit. Just like that. Simply www.stayfaithfullyfit.com is the website. And Facebook page is Stay Faithfully Fit.
All right. And when is your next bodybuilding show?
Well, I'm in discussions. We're in discussions about that. It was going to be in July, but I've been talking with Rachel and talking with my husband, and I think I'm just going to have to stay faithfully fit for the call.
Okay.
I'm sure there's another show in my future, but...
Well, I'm telling you, I'm showing your picture all over South Georgia. At 60 years old, that body is something to behold, and I show your picture everywhere. I'm going to tell Coach Smoot, you go to, you look up Linda Bolton on Facebook, Coach, and look at that. She is an awesome woman. I saw her on stage last year, and she won, and she was awesome. She was absolutely awesome. So
thank you.
Abs to, you know, just you could bounce a quart off her abs, Coach. It was incredible. Just a beautiful woman. That green bait. I know what color bathing suit you were wearing. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Yeah.
I was there. I saw it with my own two eyes. So, well, Linda, thank you so much for calling in. We'll look forward to having you again next month, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria. Have a blessing.
You too.
All right, lovely.
Well, it has been a great show. I thank you, listeners, for listening in. Without you, this just wouldn't be possible, but I thank you for joining us. I thank you, my great sponsors, our new one, The Wild Side. We're looking forward to being with The Wild Side on March the 10th with their grand opening, and Smoothie King will be there. I thank Smoothie King for all that they are doing for us here. We look forward to being at Factor X Fitness on March the 17th. For St. Patty's Day. And I look forward to herding Chase tomorrow, I hope, at Factor X Fitness. And Coach, thank you so much for being here with us. And I hope you're going to be with us again. He says yes. He's got to give me the thumbs up. And thank you, my sweet husband. I always want to leave you with my three F's. Stay in faith, love your family, and always remember to stay fit. This is Maria 105.9 WVGA. This is Fit Talk Radio.